Okay, so we continue to work on Amat Nosani and Perika Tess, and really working on the definition of who's an ani, which is royally told tzedakah. So we talked about mazon shtei seudos, we talked about mazon for the shavua, we talked about masayim dinar for the tamchoy kupa and leket shechove peyam meiser ani, respectively. So another Rambam paskins the following. This is sort of a seasonal ani, if you will. Balabai shayim halich liir v'samulu hamaus baderach. He can take from presumably any form of tzedakah because he literally has nothing. Many of the Nosei Kelim in the Rambam point out, yeah, that's also the halacha by Karban Olah V'Yoreid, that he was an ani and then he was ma'ashir. So he's not chayev in anything more than the where he was ba'os hashah, whether it was the menachos, whether it was the ofos, and then, you know, of course, shehesh here, the behema. Now, the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah, it's all based on the Mishnah Masach Depeyah, says that derech chasidus, the right thing to do, midas chasidus, would be to pay it back, because a person really has the opportunity to do so. I would just add in a point of my own, you know, like echta v'ashuv, you know, Ein tshuva mechaperes lo, you know, echto yom kippur mechaper, yom kippur mechaper. A person who does this, you know, intentionally, I think, is certainly not, you know, in the right, and certainly would be chayiv. You can't say that a person, you know, on some level, like we sometimes we do project that, right? A person can be mafkir to the chasim, and therefore under certain circumstances will allow a person to eat tamai, which is mutter for aniyim. But in this case, that wouldn't, I think, fall under the Rambam's definition of midas chasidus in the Perush HaMishnayos to pay back if you did this intentionally. I think that's kind of the opposite of a midas chasidus. Interesting, the Shach points out in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham, this halacha is paskined in the Shulchan Aruch, that let's say it wasn't the kupa shel tzedakah, let's say it was you know, an individual tried just to sustain the person, do the right thing, unless it was a yasom or yusoma, and that person was toveya the quote unquote ani, but didn't say, look, you know, you had karkos, you had nechasim biyad acher ve'osa shah, so he actually would be chayev l'shalim. I'm not sure that that's the impression you have from the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a midas chasidus, and he's not mechalik between like a chichcha and peya, which are hefker, and lehanos min hatzdaka. But I would like to point out one thing for the Rambam, right? We talked about the idea that the you know, the limit for the leket shechah and peyah is, you know, 200 dinarim. That's what allows him to qualify if he has pachos mikan. Here the Rambam says literally, because of the, and I think it's specifically because of his assets that are tied up in other areas and other places, quite literally, ve'en lo ata mayochal harezim mutter likach leket shechah opeyo maizrani v'lehanos min hatzdaka, meaning that you can't set out on a journey with less than 200 dinarim and say, oh, I'm in ani right now for purposes of leket shechah and peyah, because that entire sum was calculated for an annual basis, not for a trip. So I think that's another hayara for the Rambam. I think that's quite clear. It has to be begeder ve'en lo ata ma yochal, right? Which literally means he would technically qualify for even tamachoy level tzedakah v'hanos min hatzedakah. One last hayara about, you know, ani haya ba'osa shah. I think that there's something actually a little bit healthy about this overall, again, as long as a person isn't cynically manipulating a system, which is to say the following, that, you know, sometimes we think about, you know, assets as somehow like inalienable to ourselves, like belong to us in a full and total sense. And the truth is that, you know, that's very far from the case. And, you know, in reality, you know, Lashem ha'aretzimloha tevel v'yoshveva, and when a person is not around their nechasim, it's hard to us for, you know, and it is the midas chasidus to pay it back, right? We don't just say, oh, you know, that belongs to me and this belongs to me. You know, at the Bein Adam L'Chaver level, people should definitely never take advantage. But, you know, in the final analysis, all human ownership is relative. So a person doesn't have access to the chasim. It's actually something somewhat inspirational from my point of view about seeing the chasim that are under a person's technical ownership, but not accessible to the person in his bailus, if you will, but not under his rishus, and saying, okay, but ani haya ba'osa shah, because it's not like a person, you know, is attached to their money, you know, ke'ever shenishama, teluya bo. Everybody have a wonderful day.